Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friend Jada. It's possible she'll stop by later. She's nearby. She's just busy at the moment. But until then, we're going to talk about some books, maybe share some poems. Who knows? So why don't we start with you, Fatia? What did you want to share today?
I wanted to share a book. It has a lot of chapters in it. I'm still writing about it. It's called The Kid's Mischief.
The Kid's Mischief?
Yeah.
Oh, and this is one you're writing?
Yes.
Cool. How long have you been working on it?
I recently started a couple of weeks ago.
And what's it about?
It's basically about three friends who are basically cousins, and they go to this haunted place. And like their goal is to like, they want to win like a jackpot like of $100 million, but since they know that they're not going to be chosen because like billions of people submitted that ticket, so they're planning on cheating their way into getting the prize.
Wow. Sounds fun. Who are the main characters? What are they like?
There's two girls and one boy. Their names are Melissa, Elsa, and Adrian.
And what are they like? Their personalities? Are they like, how old are they?
They're like teenagers. And Elsa's the oldest. and Adrian's the youngest. Adrian's like he becomes sad very quickly, and Elsa's really mean. And while Melissa tries to break the fight up.
Classic family dynamics. Somebody in between the peacemaker. Did you want to read a sample from it for us?
Sure. One day, three friends who acted very good and smart may not always be as what it seems. Melissa, Elsa, and Adrian. They go to a haunted park near the school on a Saturday morning. The friends went to the haunted park that was over 30,000 years old. It has never been cleaned since then. The park was also forgotten, a park no one remembered. The three were cousins, and their ancestors built that park. That's how they knew. And that's basically what the story's about. I'm still working on the dialogue and stuff.
Cool. Do you have a sense of how long it's going to be?
My goal is to make it 25 pages.
Oh, okay. So it's not too long, not too short.
Yeah.
Yeah, a short novel. Sounds fun. Look forward to hearing more about that. Nice that you're writing a story again. You're like at the start of your time on Bound by Books, you were frequently sharing stories that you wrote. That's pretty fun seeing those develop. I used to write stories when I was a tween or younger, but I don't write creatively anymore as an adult. But that's okay. I read creative writing. Enjoy that. I have a couple books that I read recently that I can share that are also short novels. Don't know if they were as short. Forget how long they were. So one is a novel, and one is a graphic novel. So I'll start with the graphic novel. And that is a book called Casey's Cases, The Mysterious New Girl. Just came out in February. And I'm not sure if it's a debut novel, but I think it's at least a debut young adult or children's book. And it's suggested for ages 7 to 10 or grades 2 to 5. And it's got a very cartoony style to it. Like the main characters all have sort of like a triangle shape from their head to their dresses or shorts or whatever. And they have big circle eyes with dots in them and, like little dots and a little squiggle for the mouth. It's a very like simple drawing style, which I think really works for this book. It's very funny. The main character is a girl named Casey who really wants to be a detective. And she's 11 years old. And for her birthday, she gets the gift of a magnifying glass and a pair of binoculars, which are perfect gifts for a wannabe detective. And throughout the graphic novel, it's sort of separated into loose chapters by different mysteries that come up, but the mysteries aren't deep mysteries in terms of like a classic type of mystery. They're more like everyday things. So like in one of them, she wears pigtails a lot, and one of her hair elastics is missing. And so it's like the case of the missing hair elastic becomes one of the cases, or even her birthday presents are the case of the wrapped presents. So she's looking at the presents and trying to decide what's in them based on what they look like. And there's other things with like a stray cat that she names Mr. Muffin, who she comes across, or at least she thinks he's a stray, whether or not he is to be determined. There's a new girl in school, there's a crush, there's a mean girl. So there's lots of different things going on, but it's really fun and funny. I felt like I wanted to almost do it as a read aloud. Like it was, I don't know, it was real fun. So that is Casey's Cases, The Mysterious New Girl by Kay Healy. And I don't know if it's part of a series, but I sure hope it is because it was so fun. Oh, yes, here it says a hilarious young graphic novel series. Cool. I'm excited. I can't wait to read more. But yeah, it was a quick read. It's only 160 pages, and the dialogue on each page is pretty simple. Like, I don't have the book in front of me right now, but I was able to find a sample online. So it's like phones ringing, bzz, bzz, yawn. Hi, Grandma. Happy birthday, Casey. Oh, yeah, it's my birthday. Like, that's the whole page, all of the text. I can't believe you're 11. Do you like the presents I sent you? Presents? I haven't opened them yet. Well, call me later when you do. Sure thing. Thanks, Grandma. Presents, presents, presents. That's a few pages right there. So you can see how you would quickly make your way through this book. So I definitely read that in one sitting because it was so fun and so quick and easy. And the other book I also read in one sitting is the latest from Annie Barrows and Sophie Blackall, who previously teamed up for Ivy and Bean, which is a beloved middle grade novel series where Annie Barrows is the author and Sophie Blackall is the illustrator. And so this is a new series from them called Stella and Marigold. And it's about a pair of sisters. And it starts off when, like, kind of with the origin story of the two sisters becoming sisters when Marigold is born. But they are 3 years apart. And most of the story is when they are 7 and 4 years old. And it's also a very sort of everyday kind of book. There's like each chapter has a sort of different moment of their relationship. And so, like, a different story of how they interact as sisters. But I think it's really charming and cute. And I'm excited to read more from them as well. I really love Sophie Blackall's illustrations. And these are full color illustrations, which is nice as well. Yeah. So I highly suggest that one. I've actually never read Ivy and Bean before. I know that one's really popular. A lot of people breeze through those. So this might be another one of interest to those readers. But I think this one might be geared slightly younger. Let me see. This one is suggested for grades 6 to 9. And Ivy and Bean is also 6 to 8. So 1 year difference from the publisher. But yeah, makes me want to read Ivy and Bean too. Not that I haven't not wanted to read it before, but makes me want to read it even more. And I'm really excited that Sophie Blackall is coming to the Hudson Children's Book Festival this year. But that will be fun. I've really enjoyed her work over the years. I've read some other chapter books that she's contributed illustrations to, as well as picture books that she's illustrated and in some cases written as well. So I'm super excited to get to meet her in person and buy some personalized books at the book festival. So that's going to be the Hudson Children's Book Festival, which is an annual children's book festival here in Hudson, New York. This year, for the first time, it's going to be held at Columbia Green Community College. It's always held on the first Saturday of May, so that'll be Saturday, May 3rd from 10 to 3 over at Columbia Green Community College. And they have buses that pick people up around the city. So for those without transportation, there'll still be a way to get there. They've already announced their authors and illustrators, so people can check out the website if they want to see who's coming. There's a lot of familiar faces that have been here before that we see most years at the book festival, and then there's a bunch of new folks as well, including Sophie Blackall. So if you're interested, it's hudsonchildrensbookfestival.org, and you can learn more. And we'll certainly be talking about some of the authors and illustrators coming in the weeks leading up to the book festival. We're also going to be hosting a special radio show with some author interviews the day before the book festival. And I know for students out there, often there are author or illustrator visits to the schools. So perhaps you'll get to meet somebody in your class. If there's teachers out there who are interested in hosting an author or illustrator for a talk, feel free to reach out to the book festival as well. You can find their info at hudsonchildrensbookfestival.org. But yeah, super excited. I love that book festival. I know Patia loves that as well. But anyways, is there anything that you're especially excited for this week or coming up soon, Patia?
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm not really sure though.
But you know you're excited.
Yeah.
That's nice. It's nice to have the feeling, even if you don't know what it's about. I feel like the spring-like weather this week makes me excited for the coming of real spring. Like when this is just the weather it is most days. Excited to get back in the garden and want to be out in the sun more often. It's just nice after the winter to have some warm, sunny days. So that's what I'm excited for. Maybe that's partially inspiring your excited feeling. Well, on that note, we'll say goodbye for the week. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
Happy reading.
Thank you.
it's up to you to be a superhero. It's up to you.